This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the budget session of Parliament has been extended for 3 days so that the law enacted in 2023 for providing 33% reservation to women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies can be implemented from 2029. Addressing an election rally at Thiruvalla in Kerala yesterday, Mr. Modi said government has extended the budget session and it will meet again for 3 days on April 16, 17 and 18. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Cooch Behar in West Bengal today for election campaigning. At the Cooch Behar Ras Mela ground, he will campaign in support of the BJP candidates contesting on 8 seats of Cooch Behar district and 5 seats of the Alipurduar district. This rally will intensify and boost the party election campaign in the region and also strengthen its stronghold in Rajbangshi, Cooch, Mech and Rabha communities. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that redevelopment work of New Delhi Railway Station is progressing at a rapid pace. In a series of social media posts, the minister said that steps are being taken to enhance the safety and convenience of passengers at the station. He noted that around 1,500 AI cameras will be installed to strengthen security and monitor all areas and added that every employee and vendor will be provided with an ID card and jacket for proper identification. He further said that Bharat Taxi will be connected to the station and new signages will be installed to improve passenger convenience. In Himachal Pradesh, 4 tourists lost their lives and 19 were injured when a vehicle carrying tourists from Delhi plunged into a deep gorge in Kullu district last evening. The accident took place in the Sojha Gyagi area of Banjar subdivision. The injured have been admitted to a nearby hospital and are currently reported to be out of danger. A total of 23 tourists were travelling in the vehicle, all of whom had come from Delhi to visit Himachal Pradesh. Kullu Superintendent of Police Madan Lal said that the identification of the deceased is underway and the causes of the accident are being investigated. Delhi Police Crime Branch has busted a racket of illegally diverting government medicines in the national capital. According to the police, 5 accused, including a hospital insider, have been arrested in this case. The police have recovered medicines worth around 70 lakh rupees from the accused. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that India is importing crude oil from more than 40 countries, including Iran, and there are no payment issues in procuring Iranian crude. In a social media post, Mr. Puri dismissed reports and social media claims suggesting that an Iranian crude cargo was diverted to China from Vadinar in India due to payment problems. He termed such reports as factually incorrect. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the rescue of the second F-15 crew member who had gone missing after Iran shot down a U.S. fighter jet. In a social media post early today, President Trump said the aviator is injured but is expected to recover. He added that the service member had taken shelter in mountainous areas of Iran and was located after continuous monitoring. President Trump has issued a 48-hour ultimatum to Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post on March 26, he had warned that Iran had 10 days to either make a deal or open up the Hormuz Strait. He reiterated the warning yesterday. The ultimatum was followed by a military strike on Iran late last night. North India is witnessing widespread wet weather with fresh snowfall reported in the higher reaches of Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir. Rain and hailstorms have affected parts of Delhi, Punjab, Haryana and Rajasthan, raising concerns among wheat farmers over possible crop losses. In Jammu and Kashmir, snowfall has led to the closure of several key inter-district roads. The IMD has said the conditions are due to an active western disturbance, with Rajasthan likely to see peak impact in the coming days. In IPL cricket, today Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Lucknow Super Giants at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 3:30 p.m, while Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Chennai Super Kings in the second match of the day at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.